were talking about your feelings about the merger, and that there's a group of people who are not going to.
A large group.
And you're maintaining things
by having
meetings at home.
Oh, yes. Right. We're having a special adult forum festival. We're having a special Mother's Day service. We're having a formal adult education series.
How about your services? Are they in the synagogue?
They're still in the chapel.
And you have a rabbi there?
Yes, rabbi's there. Rabbi Markowitz is there until June 30th.
For the next six months, five months. So this is something that's causing you some pain?
A lot of heartache.
Yeah.
A lot of heartache.
Nice. Could you tell us something about your children? They went to school?
My oldest son, Alan, went to Sunnyside School, went to Rogers School.
Did he go to Peabody High School?
Yes. No. I take that back. He was a fragile young man, which he certainly isn't now. So we sent him to university school. That was just when Peabody was starting to get so rough. Mm-hmm. We were kind of a frat. So we went to university school and then we went to Duquesne. And he is really the moving force of this business. When he was, he went to a Hebrew institute. I wanted him to get more Hebrew and Jewish training when he was going to do the management, because the management only had 2 days a week to do it. So we sent him to Hebrew Institute. The first day he came to my office, he said, you know what, Mama? I said, I'm going to go to school. I said, I'm going to teach you to be a farmer. Please, man. All his life, when he graduated Duquesne, he says, now I'll make you happy. I graduated from high school. I said, you know, finance didn't start. We started with 10 buses and one van, and I was a little bit tired of the volunteer work. After my husband sold the business, I became a full-time volunteer. So I supposedly started to help them, and now I'm very much involved.
So your son founded this business?
Yes.
With 10 buses and a van?
In 1996, May of 1976.
We've been in business.
We've been in business 20 years, and we now have diversified. In addition to school buses, we have 10 coaches, other coaches, and 2 more coming in. We have 30 dump trucks, triaxle dump trucks, with the asphalt. We have a van rental system, and we have a used car.
You are certainly entrepreneurial.
Yeah. We own 5. We own 8 and a half acres. Everything is together.
And you've done all this, he's accomplished all this in 20 years.
That's right. With my help, husband's financing.
And how old is he now?
Alan is 45.
So he started when he was 25.
He wanted to be in school bus business. And when he went to college, he drove the school bus from the Hebrew Institute and he stayed on the campus. While he was in college, he learned his school busing business.
What a wonderful way to educate.
That's right. And he is considered the best router and the best scheduler in the city. All over the country. It's crazy. And now our coaches can go.
The buses go all over the country.
In fact, I just booked a trip to Branson, Missouri before we came in, and that call I interrupted you for was for a man group to make a 5-minute trip back to the beach. We're taking 2 different school groups down to Florida during Easter vacation for the, you know, they have a band festival.
Right. Are these from schools in Pittsburgh that you're taking?
And the area. We're not just in Pittsburgh. We're in Springfield. We're in Oakland. All over the country. We do all the Jewish Community Centers, Transgender Drills. Yes. I take care of the inside, and Alan takes care of the scheduling on the outside and receives the shop. He doesn't tell me what to do, and I don't tell him what to do.
Some you manage all the office and all the administration.
They come to me and say, oh, how can you see a man and see your son 6 days a week and not get into his office? Because his department is his department, my department is my department.
You apparently really know how to work with people.
Oh, yeah. I have people who work with us for 18 or 20 years. I was the first one to go.
And Alan is married.
Alan is married.
And he has children?
No, he has no children. My youngest son is 40.
Evan.
He's not married. He's a typical yuppie.
Oh.
He is the business manager of the East Liberty Presbyterian Church.
He is?
That's
How
right.
did he get that job?
It's an interesting thing. He worked for Westinghouse in the Channel 2 department that was out in Norristown, Chittenden. And when he worked there, they decided to move the whole department to Burbank, California. He would make 5 trips to Burbank, California. He says, it's wonderful. I'm looking for you. Number one, if I did leave Pittsburgh, I want Duma. He said, it's wonderful to visit, but I want to be here. So every corporation has what's known as a displaced person. People that they've let go that they really don't want to let go,
right.
but they don't have a position. So he immediately had a position. He was the executive director of CARB for the Silicon area, and he has a master's degree in special education. Yes, he was a substitute teacher, which worked very well with a job for CARB because you have to meet several meetings a week, so he was making up the time of his story there. All of a sudden, he got a phone call, and they said that we are the search committee for business manager for East Liberty Presbyterian Church. He says, well, you must have the wrong Mr. Klein because I'm Jewish and I practice Judaism. No, we know. We got you from the Westinghouse, this place personally. We went, we ran an ad, we interviewed about 6 people, and we didn't have any luck. We went to some agencies, and they couldn't fulfill our needs, so they told us to go to the corporation's displaced personnel list. And they said, you have the degrees. He has a master's degree in city planning. He has a master's degree in business law. And he has this degree in special ed. So he said, they said, we want to keep the East Liberty Presbyterian Church in East Liberty, so we want someone who knows about city planning and who knows sort of engineering and what the business manager is. We have a lady who's a business manager now, she's got this now. So he says, well, I'm very happy with what I'm doing now. My time is very free. And he said, I wouldn't go for less than this much money. So we called him to do an interview. The interview, they said to him if he'd step out of the room, and he came back and he says, there's only one reason we wouldn't hire him tonight. Well, he became angry because he thought they were going to say because he was Jewish. Yeah. So he says, you know, I didn't ask for this interview. You called and asked me to come in. He says, I'd like to know the reason. He says, because you're not here. So he says, yes, I'm just like my mother. They offered him the job that day. He says, no, wait a minute. I have to think this over.
They did offer
him. That night they offered him a job. He said, I gotta think this over. So 2 days later they called him back and they gave him his vacation, they gave him pension, and they gave him personal days. He says, I have one mortgage person. He said, I want Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, those 3 days, to be my days off. I don't have to ask for them. And hopefully that's no trouble. The minister says to him, how about Passover? He says, I'll come to my Passover. So they hired him, and they have been most respectful both of him and of me.
Isn't that wonderful?
Do you know?
What an experience.
They find cards that says Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah in the same card, and I think it's every year. They send them flowers from the Sherman. I guess if you were married, they'd send them to his wife. And Christmas time, I have beautiful poinsettias. And all of them, we go to every end of their functions. They just treat us. They are so good to me. It's a wonderful
place. How long has he been?
It'll be 5 years ago.
What an unusual experience.
A couple of the Jewish synagogues have come to me and said that you have other problems.
Uh-huh.
And Paul's and I said, well, that's what he blessed me.
He likes the area. It's a wonderful experience.
And he is really talented. He has a magnificent home.
I was going to ask you where
it was. It was written up under the real estate for his moves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did he buy a home and refurbish it, or did he build it?
No, he bought a home.
Uh-huh.
He just decorated.
It's beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
Where does Alan live?
Alan lives in the Oakland Fields, which is right across from the
in Ellis Park. He's going to live there too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the coming community.
It is the coming community. It was something. Evan lives in a cul-de-sac from Bristol Park. Come 4th of July, Memorial Day, Decoration Day, you know, they have food parties, and they fill this cool batch. This one makes a batch of spaghetti and gives them sauce, and that one makes jelly, and the other one bakes.
Exactly.
It's just
so
real nice to meet
a nice warm neighborhood.
A very warm neighborhood.
That's good. Well, see if there's anything we haven't. I think we've covered everything pretty well.
One thing I'd like to talk
about. Oh, we'd love to hear.
The most thrilling experience I've ever had. I was president of the Zionist Federation of Pittsburgh, and Israel was 25 years old. And we had, at that time, we contacted called the Zionist Federation of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
No, it's called the American Zionist Organization that we merged together. So we contacted Mark Mason and Eddie Lewis, and we went around in the middle of the world. And we brought them in the whole week to make the lunch room and displays and entertainment.
In the mall. Did you really?
And I tell you, that coverage and the cooperation of the people and the goodwill that it started in Pittsburgh.
This was at the
25th anniversary. I was that time as president of the Federation. And I think that was the most rewarding
Of the Zionist Federation. Right.
And that has become now the American Zionist Federation.
Is that right?
And it was a really exciting.
What about Hadassah? How was it working?
I like that. That's still my favorite organization. I'm still very much involved.
Are you active in it?
Oh, yes. I was a guardian of chairman last year. I'm proud to say we raised a very handsome sum of money. And I'm working this year with the youth group down to do it. There's a lot of future there because these are dedicated kids. I can't always go to the board meetings. I don't ever promise to go in the middle of the day.
Sure.
Because, like today, this emergency came up.
Sure.
I feel I have to be there. Of course, I go every morning with my cellular phone, so if I need to have.
Sure.
But that was a very, very rewarding experience. I was president of the Pittsburgh Conference of Jewish Women's Organizations. My mother was also president. We were the first mother and daughter.
Is that the organization that keeps the calendar? So you were president?
I was president.
That must be a terrific job, right?
It's a very exciting and entertaining job. I tell you, if there was any presidency that I would do again, you don't have to get members. You don't have to care.
You just have to organize information.
You just have to organize every calendar and go to their meetings and have their leadership.
It's terrific.
So, but that's a wonderful.
Were you active ever in...
Which organization was this?
This was the Pittsburgh Conference
of Jewish Women.
That's a coordinating organization for all the Jewish organizations in the city.
I was active in UJ at the time.
Were you?
I was very active in the community.
You've certainly done a lot. What are you doing now? What organization? Well, Hadassah, you're in.
And Young Judea. I'm very involved in Jewish National Fund. I was tri-state president.
You didn't even mention that. Yeah,
Jewish National Fund. And I'm on their national committee for what they call a planned giving. As a matter of fact, I had a meeting at 2 o'clock today to hear some people coming in from New York to that is my first organization that we have in America, and I'm very active in Hadassah. As I said, B'nai Israel, I will never let down.
Sure.
When it goes, I'll have to go short shopping.
Maybe things will work out.
I'll tell you another thing I do that's, and this is where I work with Rabbi Gibson a lot, in the Interfaith Volunteer Caregivers. That's a volunteer organization which helps the old and the indigent to find the right somewhere if they need someone just to talk to. That organization was started about 5 years ago with a grant from the Jewish Healthcare Foundation.
The Jewish what? Healthcare? Is that the one that Karen?
Karen Feinstein.
Right.
And they're growing nicely now. They gave them the initial money to start, and they funded it for the next 3 years. Now they have the next money.
Is Rabbi Gibson at the head of that?
He was one of the first rabbis. He was one of the first presidents.
So how old is that organization?
About 5 years.
25 years. Have you been active in it since the beginning?
Almost since the beginning.
How did you get involved with it?
My son, Evan, told me that there was a wonderful organization, the East Liberty Presbyterian Church, when we were involved in. He says, you know, Mommy, I really think the Bnei Israel should get involved. So I went there as a Bnei Israel volunteer to sit in on the meeting. And I do think it's a very workload. There's some people that was all they need is a telephone call twice a week or three times a week to know that someone besides their immediate family cares about them.
Or they need a few.
Now, we
services.
Take a group every month. I just stopped because I don't have the time. Up to Riverview Center for Senior Citizens. It started to as just a party once a month for the Bnei Israel people up there, but now they all come to
me.
But I just don't have the time anymore. The Bnei Israel getting ready to go to sleep. I don't know if I'm going to do anything or rest of the
year. You mean going to Riverview?
Riverview Center for Seniors. They love to have people come up and see them. They feel that they're completely forgotten.
Right.
I think this interfaith volunteer caregivers has a very important role to play, particularly in Pittsburgh where we have an aging community.
Yes, we do. More than almost any
that's
other
right.
city.
I think
that's
next
the interfaith.
Next
you have
volunteer
a volunteer
caregiver.
Uh-huh. And who's head of it now?
Now, the executive directors of Donna Fetterman. The first executive
Donna Fetterman.
Fetterman.
The woman.
She's a minister. Barbara Shore is the current president.
Oh, is she?
Millie Sousa. Millie Sousa.
Oh, I know her.
Yeah, Millie was the, she did a
was
wonderful
she the,
job. She was executive director to this year.
Was
Millie
she?
Did a fantastic
until this year.
Yeah.
And now Donna
retired.
Has taken
Donna,
her place.
Donna is a, I think it's a Methodist minister. She's
I
doing
see.
A fine job. She's not getting quite the support.
Is that right?
Okay,
I'm asking, is there anything else you would like to add?
Let's see. I'm a little bit active on the alumni board at Shannon, you know, for the 125th anniversary. Israel Bonds, I don't know.
Are you active
to.
In
yes,
it?
I am.
What do you do?
Well, I did some chairmanships. I was an honoree. I had chaired functions.
Were you an honoree?
Yes, two or three times, both for the DASA and for GDF. Right now, I'm not doing anything. That's what time is going to be. Of course,
right.
I'm supporting
my
right.
Imagine with all that you do. Is there anything in your life you would have done differently if you could have? If you could change anything or do it differently, is there anything you might have done differently, given a second chance?
I don't know if I'd have spent as many years in the volunteer world as I did. Because I'll tell you quite honestly, I do not take from business customers some of the stuff you have to take as a president or chairman.
That's a very wise and enlightening statement.
And, you know, they like your money. And I'm very happy that I'm in a position that I can support many, many things.
Mm-hmm.
But I often wonder if I would have been smarter than a professional.
But you lost most of your life.
I did. Uh-huh. I did. I had about a 10 or 12 year hiatus there from when we sold our business.
When, your husband, when you and your husband sold the business until you started
that's
here.
Right, that's right.
Well, okay, so you think you might have done...
I sometimes wonder. I can't say that I would have changed it in because I'll tell you, my best friends I have made to volunteer. Those are my very dearest friends.
But you think you'd have become professional sooner?
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't say that as a fact.
But one thing I think we can sum up, you've certainly been a doer.
I've been a doer. I've had a very fulfilling life.
That's very nice.
And as I said, many, many, many of the things that I've done very successful in my business, add to the success of this business, I learned in volunteering. And I'll tell you, the people I've contacted have been very nice. They come to us from many other things. I mean, the Jewish community in the U.S. Center, for example, could go to anybody who tried to touch the world.
Well, you have a reputation.
Oh, yeah, we have a very good reputation.
I think you personally
we give it as money. You know what I say to the school directors or superintendent? We give a tender loving care. Everything is looked after. So that's the difference between being locally known and these national organizations. You're up in Canada, like National School Bus and Leilon. are staying up there staring at Super Pittsburgh, but they do not know what the temple of Pittsburgh is.
Well, they're lucky to have you.
Thank
Lucy,
you.
Do you have anything that you might want to ask? It's been a wonderful interview.
I've enjoyed it.
We've enjoyed it a lot, and thank you so much.
And I'm flattered that you asked me.
Well, you are deserving.
Is yours or mine?
It must be yours.
Oh, that's what fell out. That's what I was.
That's what you were looking for.
Yeah.